Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. In the year 1872, Number 7, Savile Row, Burlington Gardens, was occupied by Phileas Fogg, Esquire. Of the members of the Reform Club in London, few, if any, were more peculiar or more specially noticed than Mr. Fogg, although he seemed to make a point of doing nothing that could draw attention to himself, and little was known about him. English he certainly was, though perhaps not a Londoner. No one had ever seen him at the Stock Exchange, or the Bank, or at any of the offices in the city. Phileas Fogg was undeniably a wealthy man, but how he had made his fortune was more than the best informed could say, as no one could be more incommunicative than this gentleman. He spoke as little as possible, and this silence made him appear all the more mysterious. He had not left London for years, yet nobody had a more intimate knowledge of the map of the world. As far as anyone knew, he had neither wife nor child, which may happen to the most respectable people. More exceptionally, he had neither relations nor friends. Phileas Fogg lived by himself in his house in Savile Row, which nobody ever entered. Though not palatial, the house in Savile Row was commendable for extreme comfort, and the habits of its tenant being what they were, the service was very light. But Phileas